Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know you're excited about being with me because you know who we've got on the show this half hour. Governor Pete DuPont, one of my favorite people on the planet, a great American, someone that I admire very much, the work that he's done, the work that he continues to do, and as he continues to give back to his country. He's a former presidential candidate. He's a former member of Congress. He's a former governor of Delaware and currently the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis and a great leader. Governor Pete DuPont, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thanks for that very nice introduction.
Well, it's well deserved, and of course, folks, of course, the big honor for me is he's a member of my brain trust, and I couldn't be happier about that. Governor DuPont, thanks for being with us over the years, and especially today. This is the first time though we've gone local with you, and that's the local. By local, I mean the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
The candidate O'Donnell, the young lady who went up against was Mr. Castle. In Delaware recently for the Republican nomination to the Senate to run against the Democrat in the November election. What a kerfuffle, what a scuff up that thing has become, hasn't it?
Well, it was an enormous surprise, and in fact,
what was the surprise?
Delaware had two surprises last week in that election. One was for the Senate race, which Mike Castle was, everyone said, was absolutely going to win, and of course she won by about Christine O'Donnell won by about 3,500 votes.
Wow.
The congressional or the race for Congress, the person who was nominated, Michelle Rollins, everyone said she was going to be the Republican nominee, but she got beaten by about 500 votes by Glenn Urquhart. So Delaware's election was a little bit similar to what we've seen happening all the way across the country in all these
is it Bennett? Was it not Bennett? Who, the in Utah? Bennett, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bennett. What's his first name? I've forgotten. Bennett, who was a staunch conservative over the years in the Republican Party, he got turned out in Utah.
He did, and when you look at the the actual chart, and yesterday, USA Today had a very nice big piece of paper here. I got in front of me with all the major elections, but we're going to see. I think Russ Feingold, the Democrat senator from Wisconsin,
right,
is going to be beaten.
Wow.
We're going to see maybe the same thing in Massachusetts or in Connecticut. We're going to see Republicans elected in Florida, in states all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Even Harry Reid may lose in Nevada, though that's a very close race. So
the incumbent, it's not a good, even if you're, regardless of your party, there are two dynamics going on here, aren't there, Governor? One is the there seems to be some level of anti-Democrat sentiment, but also a level of anti-incumbent sentiment.
Well, that's exactly right, and the problem is, of course, that the economy that we're in is not doing well at all. The deficits have been huge in the federal government. The jobs aren't growing, and so I think people have decided that the Congress we have and the White House we have, we've just got to change things and get to a new system, and so that's starting all across the country, and I think it's going to show up on Election Day on the 2nd of November. We're going to see a Republican House, and the Senate, I would guess, is going to be a couple of votes still ahead for the Democrats, but it's going to be much closer than it is today.
Well, now, on my show on Friday, Steve Forbes predicted that that the Republicans would take the House and the Senate. Take majority in both houses.
Well, he could be right. I think the House is absolutely going to be taken.
That seems to be foregone. But do you think the Senate can go?
Well, when you look at the senators, there's four Democrats who are likely to be reelected and another seat that is likely to be Democrat.
Yeah.
Then you go over to the Republican side, and you see 11 likely Republican wins, and so that leaves six seats in the middle that are going to be contested. Harry Reid,
and that won't get the Republicans the majority. Governor, I got to take a quick break. 22, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Right along, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.